to this guy was next. Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So amazing to hear a Boston Bean accent talking about the Rays. How refreshing.
Well, I've been here 20 years. I came here in 89. We didn't have a team, so I followed, of course, the Red Sox. But I noticed my first year here, you got a little paragraph. In Boston, you get three pages full, you know, three, four and a half, and then you get out three other teams. But down here, I slowly got weaned off them. And, of course, it was not hard in the early days to still like the Red Sox because the Rays were horrible. I mean, remember they used to have big payrolls, sign all these guys, and we were nothing. And now that we don't pay anyone, we're cheap as can be, we're winning.
That wasn't the Rays. That was the Devil Rays. Different team.
Well, yes, and I did turn because, you know, actually this is the flagship station, and I've been rooting for the Rays for a few years now. And if the Rays can't win it, then I root for Boston. But first is the Rays.
How many majors will Tiger win this year, John?
I'm going to say two. I really think he's going to come back stronger than what he has been. He's taking his time off. I think he's getting his body back into shape.
Nothing for nothing. We really don't care what you think. We just want to ask you the question. How many majors?
All right, yes or no. Yes or no.
A great manager. So
you got to call Dunedin wants to talk about the Rays. Arlene, is it?
Arlene? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm originally a New Yorker, and I told you, buddy, I love my Rays, but I only like my Yankees now.
Yeah, well, he's a Yankee from Die High. He's from New York. You couldn't tell, Frank?
Oh, I'm from Staten Island.
Staten Island, huh? You take the ferry out there a lot?
Every day back and forth to work.
In Manhattan, huh?
Frank took a ferry to college one time with them, but I don't think he...
It was prom, Joey. It was my prom.
I don't think we can talk about that. Well, he was experimenting. He was undecided which way he was going to go.
We had the best two tuxes in the room.
With a ruffled shirt and the whole bit, right?
Oh,
I can see it. Hey,
and they finished...
And Papa Joe's the man.
And Frank the Tank, they finished 1-2 in arm wrestling contest that night. So that was pretty good. You took the trophy and the second place. So they got home, they oiled up, put some lube, and they went at it.
Hey.
Arlene, yeah, you're not a... What are you, a Yankee fan or a Rays fan? What are you?
Definitely. Like I said, I love my Rays. I only like my Yankees now.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, Frank.
So you're going back to your roots now. So
I'm a Rays fan.
But you're pulling for the Yankees now.
Against
the Tigers.
Detroit, yeah.
She's rooting for the Yankees.
Okay. So when the Rays and the Yankees get in the ALCS, who are you for?
The Rays, of course.
Oh, okay.
All right. Atta girl. What do you look like?
I'm a hometown girl in Dunedin.
What do you look like, honey? You hot? You what? You seen your better day or what?
Of course. I'm a nice Irish-looking girl from New York. Come on. The dark curly hair, the freckles, the beautiful green eyes.
Oh, you're kidding me, right?
Would I lie to you on the radio?
Would I lie to you? But see, I tried. I married a New Yorker once. Bostonians and New Yorkers, we'd clash. You know, you'd be...
Oh, no, we get along fine, but we got the best pizza.
I'd have to put you in the sleeper hold to have my way with you. You know what I mean? I'd have to get you in the sleeper hold. You'd pass out, and then I'd do my thing, and then you'd wake up and go, how you feel, hon? I didn't feel nothing. I don't feel it, too. We love you, Ali. Thanks for calling. You're eligible. I don't know if you want the prize pack, but I didn't tell everyone there's two rounds of golf to Summerfield. Let's see what we're up to. Oh, you know what? Frankie, you ready for Rory?
Yeah. I'm still stunned. Does he know what you said about him?
No, he has no idea, and let's get him on the phone. Let's get him on the phone and find out.
Rory, are you there? Good morning. Rory McIlroy. Hello, Rory.
Pardon me, I can't understand you. I said, good morning. How are you?
U.S. Open champion Rory McIlroy. Rory, it is a delight to have you on the show. Joey thinks otherwise, but I think that your U.S. Open victory was tremendous. Joey has some issues with you, particularly some of your comments, that he feels you're immature and, he's actually called you a little brat.
That's not right. That's not very nice of Joey.
Well, see, you know, I really do like you. It's just the comment you made about that writer. You called him a has-been because he's never won anything.
Well, has he won anything, Joey?
No, I guess he really hasn't. But that's not the point. You can't judge the guy because of golf. That's not how we judge people in life.
He made some bad comments about me. You know that.
Yeah, he did make some bad comments. But I am nervous.
You should be after all you said about Rory. Now, Joey... Rory,
a bit nervous.
Joey was very critical of you.
He's just jelly. He's a little jelly, if you know what I mean.
I'm not jelly. I could care less about you.
Well, why am I on your show?
Well, we're trying to kill time.
Joey was very critical of your decision to hit the ball off the root at the PGA Championship.
Well, I've been listening to your show, and if you watch Tin Cup, you have to go for it. In fact, that was my parents' favorite movie. They named me after him, you know.
I did not know that. McAvoy, McElroy.
That's right. I'm named after Tin Cup. I'd never lay up. I'd go for every short.
Well, it just, you know, I mean, you could have punched out, and then you wouldn't have had, you know.
I don't punch out. I don't lay up. I go for everything. That's why I who I am.
Yeah, well, did you win the tournament?
Joe, you can't win them all. I won a lot of them, you know.
Well, I just think that you, you know, you're a spoiled brat, and it's not right.
Frank, what do you think?
Rory, I'm very fond of you. I think you're one of the top five players in the world.
Well, thank you, Frank. Pardon me. I'm over here in the pub, just having a pint.
Well, yeah, I guess you could be at this, what is it, like 1:30 in the afternoon there?
I just finished my round, Frank. I'm in the lead, you know. I'm going to win another one. And what are you going to say then?
Well, just because you're a good golfer doesn't make you, you know, right about what you, how you are. In fact, that they said that you're lousy course management with your caddy. And, you know, what do you guys sleep together? I mean, you know, what's going on there?
Well, that's not right, you know. We do live together. And we're trying to save on water, so we do shower. But that's all we do together.
So your back has never been cleaner. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right, Frank. There's good and bad. I got a shower with the guy. But my back is clean as it's ever been.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think you're a big baby, and I don't understand why everyone is in love with you.
Well, look at me. I'm 22. Do you see who I'm dating? Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, Frank, what do you think of that?
Yeah, you're doing well. I applaud that.
You know what I like about your girlfriend? When she bends over to get a serve, you can see right down her blouse.
I know. I wish they'd show her from behind. You know how they used to in Chrissy Everett, when you could see her panties? They don't show that short anymore.
I know. What is that? Why do they, you know, as soon as the girl starts to serve and her dress comes up a little bit, they cut to the other shot. I don't understand why they don't show that. Frank, any idea?
I have no, I'm listening to Frank clear his throat in here.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be in that room. You're supposed to be sitting next to Joe. What are you doing in the room? Who do you got, the golf goddess in a bikini or something?
Amelia's over here. Where would you want to be?
She in a bikini?
Yeah,
she's so short. All I can see is her head.
No, she is in a bikini.
I mean, can she stand up in the chair? Can you lift her up, Frank the Tank? Put her on your shoulders for me.
He would like
Frank,
that very much.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Okay, I got to go. I got to get down to the driving range. Work on my game.
All right, Rory. Thanks for calling.